Welcome to Fighting Knights Football on KNTR Sports 980 AM. KNTR Sports is all sports, all the time. Please thank all of our Lake Havasu High School football sponsors. Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet, City Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, Neat Pool and Supply, Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer, Havastyle Recreation, Tire Man of Lake Havasu, Martin Swanty's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, A More Pie and More, Blue River Gems, Gear Up Motorsports, Mercury Air, Perfection to Detail, David Rose for Arizona House, Mojave College, Havasu Pest Control. For a schedule of this year's games and audio streaming, go to KNTRSports.com.
Welcome to Friday Night Football on KNTR 980 AM and KNTR Sports. Streaming, of course, for your listening pleasure. Tonight's game on the road, the Road Warriors, Bill Beckman, the Havasu Knights football team. They are 5-1 on the season, Billy, and this will be their fifth straight road game, and kind of maybe 5.5 because they were the home team, but they started off the season with that victory over Gila Ridge at NAU back at the end of August. So tonight we're here at Deer Valley High School, the home, right, for the Fighting Knights and the Deer Valley Skyhawks. They come into tonight's game at 3-3.
Yeah, it should be a good contest. I think the teams are going to match up well. I think the Knights may have the edge in passing for sure. Trip Burke back in the game. The last game I called, he was not playing, but he is back, and he's been lighting it up here lately in the away games. So I look forward to seeing them move the ball, although the wind might play a little bit of a factor. It's pretty windy up here today.
It is a little breeze going on, a lot of cells coming across the state of Arizona, of course, pretty much hitting everywhere from the east to the west to the north to the south of our state. And tonight's game is about 12 minutes away from kickoff. And before we go to our first break, I wanted to talk about the standings currently in Division 4A, because right now Havasu is ranked number 5. The Mojave Thunderbirds are ranked number 3. They beat Havasu for the Golden Shovel game a few weeks ago.
Our only loss.
Deer Valley comes in to tonight's game, as we talked about, 3-3, and they're ranked number 17. Lee Williams out of Kingman, they are 5-1, and they're ranked number 10. Yonker, which is kind of interesting, Bill, because we will be playing Yonker at home, I believe, next week, right? A week
that
from today.
Correct.
And they are 6-0, but they are ranked number 20 in the state standings. But their strength of schedule is like a minus 25. So what that tells you is they haven't played any really caliber teams, if you will, that are ranked.
Yeah.
So Havasu coming out with a victory tonight, that's huge, right? They move to 6-1 on the season, but then they'll be at home next week against a right now undefeated team out of Yonker, the Buckeye Union School District.
Yeah, and a lot of that, like Havasu several years ago, we were playing a lot of the regional teams. We were playing Kingman. We were playing, some of those lower teams, not even in our division, and that's probably the same situation for Yonker, would be my guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we're going to take a break on our pregame show. After the break, we'll talk with Coach Carl Thompson. He was on our sister station yesterday, KNTR Talk, with the Speak Out Show, and he'll talk about tonight's matchup.
Dine where the view is just the beginning. The Springs Dining at Havasu Springs Resort invites you to savor an incredible experience. From seared citrus ahi and black and prime rib, Caesar salads to Cajun cream shrimp pasta, hand-cut steaks to coconut shrimp with pineapple mango salsa. Every dish is crafted with care and served lakeside. Comfort spice or something fresh off the grill. Your perfect plate awaits. Visit HavasuSprings.com to reserve your table today. Nestled conveniently between Parker and Havasu, it's Havasu Springs Resort.
Touchdown! The two words Havasu Fighting Knights fans love to hear. Hi, I'm Tammy with the Law Offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken not only supports our Fighting Knights, but for over 25 years, he has been an advocate of our communities and practicing law in Mojave County. If you need help with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcy, trust, wills, powers of attorney, probate, and business formations, please contact us. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com. Now go, Fighting Knights!
Oh, my glory. Do you smell that?
Oh, that's the triple berry pie. I mean, apple. No, wait, that has to be the quiche. Oh, I can't figure it out. But it all smells like cinnamon, butter, and a hug from your grandma.
You figure out their little secret ingredient, though?
Yeah, it's love. And a whole lot of butter. They don't call it Amore Pie for nothing.
Amore Pie and More. Every recipe starts and ends with something you can't find in stores. Love. Amore Pie and More. Lake Havasu. New Amore Pie and More.com.
The Bradley Auto Group is a proud sponsor of high school football. Hey, this is Robert with the Bradley Auto Group. Bradley Ford, Bradley Chevrolet, and Riverview Auto Sales. You'll find hundreds of pre-owned and new vehicles on our lots. We are community-minded and always looking to support athletic and education causes. Please see any of our dealerships for a new car, truck, or SUV. We have award-winning service departments, body shop, parts departments, and from all of us at Bradley Auto Group, go Knights!
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test. So it runs Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. It's hard to stop a train.
Hi, it's Wayne, a Lake Havasu High School alumni with Neat Pool and Supply.
And I'm Selena. Neat Pool is your hot tub headquarters, bringing Lake Havasu the top brand hot tubs and swim spas, Hot Spring, Bullfrog, and Endless Pool.
Neat Pool and Supply is also your one-stop shop for swimming pool supplies, free water analysis, BioGuard chemicals, parts, repairs, and customer service.
Visit us at 52 Scott Drive, located in the heart of Havasu.
Go Knights!
Welcome back to Fighting Knights Football on KNTR Sports 980 AM. You can catch the streaming at kntrsports.com and, of course, a variety of streaming apps. As we discussed prior to the break, our sister station, KNTR Talk, hosted Coach Carl Thompson yesterday with Paul Lavoie, and Coach Thompson talked about Deer Valley's size on the offensive line. Then he talks about last week's game where there were quite a few personal fouls that his players drew from the refs against Buckeye Union. But back to this week, what does he know about the Skyhawks? We're going to find out here momentarily. Once again, Coach Thompson talking about tonight's matchup.
Well, we expect a real heavy pass attack this week, more so than we saw last week. They will commit to running the ball some in their counter game and a little bit of the draw action. We expect a lot of screens. Quarterback has a real quick release when he makes his decisions, and they have a pretty big offensive line.
And you're talking about aggressiveness earlier. Got a little bit out of hand, I would say, a couple times you had some personal fouls, some late hits out of bounds. How do you get through to those players that make those silly mistakes with the personal fouls?
You know, it's hard. I mean, a lot of times they're being so aggressive and they're trying to make positive plays. We talk a lot about playing to the whistle or through the whistle. Sometimes it continues a little bit, and it's really hard on those sideline plays. I'm okay if it's a hustle play and something like that, and I think we've done a good job of minimizing our penalties to things like that versus getting caught up in after-play stuff, trash-talking, a little bit of pushing, shoving. We've done a good job of keeping that part out, and, you know, you can't fault the aggressiveness of trying to make a play.
Anderson Auto Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in northwest Arizona since 1999. We have the following dealerships: Anderson Toyota, Nissan, Honda, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Ford, Bullhead City, Ford, Kingman, and Chevrolet. Visit our website at andersonauto.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
Every morning, the sun greets you, as reliable as a train heating and cooling system. Well, almost. Because no matter the temperature outside, it's always perfect inside. And when the sun calls it a day, a train system is there to say goodnight. Heating, cooling, and beyond.
Over 52 years and nothing stops Salmon's air conditioning. Fortunes save for comfortable homes every time. Visit salmonsac.com, a bookmark worth saving. Salmon's air conditioning.
It's hard to stop a train.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Fireman!
Work commute just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Fireman!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Fireman!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tireman of Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the tire man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained techs will keep your machine riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
Mojave College. The name and look are new. The focus is still on you. Choose from dozens of top-tier academic programs covering arts and sciences, skilled trades, health and public services. There's also corporate and career training, even fun community classes. Mojave College has it all. Big opportunities and real skills that open doors. And soon, bachelor's degrees. It's your time. Your college. Mojave College.
Welcome back to Deer Valley High School, the home of the Skyhawks. They're hosting the Havasu Fighting Knights tonight on KNTR 980 AM and streaming KNTRSports.com. Bill Beckman, we are just a couple of minutes away from kickoff, and they're going to have the captains come out on the field. Once again, we go into tonight's matchup. The Fighting Knights is 5-1 right now in the playoffs if they were to start tomorrow, and the Deer Valley Skyhawks are kind of battling for a position, Bill. They're 3-3 right now, and this would be a big win to knock off the number 5 ranked team in the state in 4A.
Absolutely, and a big feather in the cap, and it would be their first divisional game tonight too. So that's big always when you're in your division. You got to win those games, and the same can be said for Havasu. Havasu needs a signature win. They need to get win in their division as well. So,
hey, that's pretty impressive for any high school team. I don't care where you are or what class you're in or what division, to come on the road and pick up possibly their fifth win in a row. That says a lot for the team. It says a lot for the coaching staff in preparation for these road games. So we're a minute away from kickoff here from Deer Valley High School. I wanted to talk about some of the desert activity today with the rains coming through Lake Pleasant area. It came down pretty hard earlier in the day, and I noticed, Bill, and you did too a little bit ago, that the rain started coming in from the north, moving to the south along the field. That was about 3 or 4 minutes ago. It's coming down pretty good, but now it's lightened up a little bit. So we really don't know how much the weather's going to affect tonight's game, if any, but we do have a breeze. We'll try to keep our papers down on the desk and try to do our best to call out tonight's game between Havasu and Deer Valley. So the Knights are going to kick it off, and, of course, Spencer Barrer, one of the better kickers in the state, is ready to do the honors for the Havasu Fighting Knights. He wears number 6, and we are ready to go for football Friday night from Deer Valley High School. It's a little squib kick, and it's bounced off one of the up receivers, and it's going to be good field position because they got on top of the ball at the 47-yard line, Bill. So nice starting position for the Skyhawks.
Connor Bogart, number 12 for Deer Valley with the recovery. And, you know, come out, throw a little razzle-dazzle, put a little, a couple years ago, we were the kings of the onside kick. So,
Gavin Yonker wears number one. He is the quarterback. He's a junior, 5'8" for Deer Valley, and he is in the gun, and he's going to fake the handoff, and then he hands it off to the second back in the I formation, and nice job. Number four, the ball carrier, Sanchez, is brought down for a loss of about 2 yards.
Yeah. Running out of the eye, faked it, like you said, to the up man, and
the Havasu Knights were not fooled at all on defense.
No, and they good penetration on that left side.
You know, one of the things that I've noticed about Havasu this year is they play pretty loose. You know, they're not all tensed up. They're having some fun, and I think that bodes well for how they are performing so far this season with a 5-1 record. Second down, 12 yards to go, and it's going to be a pitch to Sanchez, number four. And once again, Havasu doing a great job. In on the tackle, number 12, Luke Johnson for the Fighting Knights.
Get them back to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up third down at 10.
So Havasu, it's pretty interesting because if you look at how they played this year, they've done an outstanding job on defense. The defense has really stepped up when they've had to in tight games and set the tone, and the offense has come into the game and pretty much capped things off. So once again, early on in the game, the Havasu defense doing a great job.
And they've done a good job of causing and takeovers and takeaways, and they've capitalized on that.
Yonker in the gun. It's going to be third down and 10. He's going to roll to his left, looking to pass the ball, and he's got a man partially open, and the ball was overthrown. The intended receiver, number two, Brody Keith, and that's going to bring up fourth down now for the Skyhawks.
Bring out the punting unit.
Barrett, number six, he is going to be the deep man for the Friday night.
Speedster.
And he is going to plant himself at about the 20-yard line. And once again, yeah, he has some wheels. And that's one thing about the Havasu team in general, Bill. They are quick. They're quick, and they're heavy hitters. And we'll see how Abera does on this kick return. And here's a snap. It's a low snap. Kind of bounces into the punter, and it's a great punt, by the way. It's going to hit down inside the 20 and go out of bounds. So nice job of punting the ball. Number 10, Chavez. Chavez is the punter for Deer Valley. So the Knights come out on offense for the first time tonight.
Yeah, he got that ball right at the 17-yard line. Great punt. And handled that low snap. It bounced to him. So good job on the kick and the receiving that not-so-good snap.
So if you've been following the Fighting Knights this year, Tripp Burke, number five, is the quarterback. His weapons, Halo Jump, number 10, Luke Johnson, number 14, Luke Johnson, number 12, and Devitt, number 14, to name a few. It's going to be first down for the Fighting Knights, and it's going to be handed off up the middle. The ball carrier, number 24, Andrade, and he picks up a couple of yards.
He's a squeaky little back out of the backfield. He can make the first guy miss, and if he gets in the open field, he does have some wheels.
So second down and 8 to go for the Knights. Just underway. A little less than 10 minutes to go in the first quarter from Deer Valley High School. No score. Crow, he's going to fake the handoff. He throws the ball down the middle and wide open. And maybe to the house, number 14, Carter Devitt, still on his feet. And he is going to go into the end zone with a touchdown for the Fighting Knights. No laundry on the field. What a play.
What a play. That, if my mathematics are correct.
Ah, round it up.
It's about an 82-yard throw.
82-yard.
82-yard pass play.
That's right. And nice pass, nice play, and Devitt got himself open in the middle about 6 yards from the line of scrimmage and took it to the house.
Well, Tripp Burke did a great throw. Put it on the numbers in stride.
Abera, number six, for the extra point attempt. It's up, and it is good. 7-0 Havasu. That's the way to start off the game if you're the Fighting Knights.
That's a big, great defensive stand, and then a 82-yard. That'll make your coach happy.
We'll be back in 30.
Is your pup just too ordinary? Want to turn your Sparky into a Sparkosaurus Rex? Then Gee Willikers, it's a cut above grooming day for you. Step right up to the home to zebra striped schnauzers, fluffy Pomeranian kings of the jungle, and polka dotted pit bulls.
Would you look at that? Sparky, I think you would be an adorable cheetah. Oh, Sparky.
A cut above grooming. Well, this is where we go dirty dogs done dirt cheap and, well, I guess the lions, tigers, and bears, too. Main Street Havasu.
So Kyle Crow to Devitt, 82-yard pass and run. Havasu scores the touchdown. Extra point good. We're 7-0 with 9:38 to go here in the first quarter from Deer Valley High School. A bear ready to kick the ball off. It just seemed like he did it about a minute ago.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a little better kick, a little high squibbler. It's going to be fielded at the 35, across the 37, and brought down at the 40-yard line. So the special teams of the Knights, even though the kicks aren't deep, Bill, they're not letting the returners for the Deer Valley Skyhawks make much of a return.
Yeah, I think it's a plan probably because of the wind, maybe, is why they're doing the squib kicks, but not really sure.
Yeah, the wind, it's coming out pretty good from the northwest, probably about 15, 16 miles an hour. And we'll see how that contributes to the game here this evening. First and 10 now for Deer Valley. And the runner is number two. And Brody Keith goes pretty much nowhere, maybe a half yard gain. Once again, the Fighting Knights defense doing a great job.
Nowhere to go. Four Knights waiting for him when he reached the line of scrimmage. So the Knights are definitely defensively have come out to play.
Be second down. Long nine for Deer Valley. Yonker in the gun. Standing in his own 31. Gets a snap. Looks to throw the ball. A screen pass on the near side of the field. Caught in a good run by number five, Paxton. He picks up the first down on the catch. Nice throw. Nice little route for the receiver. And Paxton gives them a first down inside Knights territory at the Havasu 46-yard line.
Another quick hitter. Just received the snap, turned, gunned it to the wideout. Good blocking by the interior wide receiver there in the slot.
First and 10 for the Skyhawks. Yonker gets the snap, looking to throw the ball again. Little out route to the near side of the field, and it is a catch going to number five once again, Colston Paxton, and he picks up about 6 yards on the catch, and that's going to bring up second down for the Skyhawks inside Havasu territory at the Knights 41.
Yeah, cool. Colton Paxton comes into the game with 500 yards receiving, 42 receptions in six games. He's averaging 11.9
yards.
That's
pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You could do the math on that, Bill. About 100 yards a game.
Yeah, it's sitting right there in front of
us. Yonker, this time he's got it up. Let's see. It was a Wildcat formation, and it was a direct snap to Gonzalez. And the Knights really sniffed that one out, Bill.
Yeah. Being Taka, number nine for the Knights on the edge, was able to get some good penetration and go down the line of scrimmage and catch him.
So that's going to bring up a critical third down for Deer Valley. Third and 6. A little loss on the play. Havasu Knights defense, we talked about it earlier, doing a great job setting the tone right now. And hopefully we'll hold their water on this third down and 6. Yonker in the gun. He's got 3 receivers to his right, 2 to his left. Drops back to pass. A little out route to the far side of the field, and the ball is low and it's incomplete.
Yeah, good job by the Knights. Got penetration right away. No time for the quarterback to make that throw. It was low and away.
So Chavez comes in to punt for the Skyhawks. Back deep is a bearer for the Knights. Chavez will punt from his own 45-yard line. And Ibarra, he's standing at his own 6.
He learned he wasn't going to school from the last one. So.
That's right. On this 4th and 6 punt, again a boomer, high and deep. And it's going to take a bounce out of bounds.
At the 12.
Yeah, nice punt. They're going to mark it at the 12 exactly. So Havasu comes back on the field, the second offensive series for the Knights after that 82-yard touchdown connection, and they'll be going with a first down at the 12-yard line. They're on 12, and we'll see how Havasu comes out on this series. Last series, couple of run plays, but bam, that connection.
Yep.
That was the play of the game so far.
Absolutely.
So Crow back at quarterback in the gun. He's got twins to his right, single receiver to his left. And Andrade in the backfield. And it's going to be a screen pass out to the far side of the field. And maybe a gain of about 4 yards. We'll see where they mark the ball.
Carter Devitt with the reception.
Why not? He scored the touchdown. Why not go back to him? You never know what on those plays if he's able to break a couple of tackles.
That was a good job of Deer Valley to rally around the ball.
Yeah, it's going to be second and five now for Havasu. Kyle Crow, he's going to hand the ball off to Andrade, and Andrade might have picked up 2 yards. Nice stop by the Deer Valley defense.
Yeah, they were able to get some of their own penetration on that play, and Andrade was able to kind of wiggle through and fall forward to gain some positive yardage. It's going to bring up third down and five.
No huddle. Back to the line of scrimmage for the Knights. Third down. Crow in the gun. Gets a snap and fakes the handoff to Andrade. He's got a man up in the middle, and that's going to be good enough for the first down. The passing game working very well for Havasu tonight. That looks like number 12, Luke Johnson, on that reception, Billy.
Yep.
Oh, Tripper. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I know that Kyle was in the game when Tripp was out of the game, so my apologies.
Yeah.
All right, so Burke back in the gun after the first down catch. Nice throw to number 12, Luke Johnson. It's going to be first down for Havasu.
Andrade.
And let's see, it's going to be Andrade again. He breaks a couple of tackles along the far sideline, Bill, and he's out across the 40-yard line. Nice run on it. It's going to be a first down for Havasu.
He is a slippery back. He makes that guy miss, and then he can get going north and south in a hurry. He's got a good cut.
So the Knights moving the ball on the ground. Nice run by Andrade. Nice blocking by the offensive line for the Fighting Knights, getting out in front. And the Knights now have a first down just across their own 40-yard line. And it's going to be Tripp Burke in the gun. He's going to roll to his left looking to pass the ball. And he has a man open in the middle. And it's caught by number 15.
Fumble.
It's going to be a fumble. Cohen Taylor catches the ball. He was hit on the way down, and the ball popped out. And it's going to be a fumble recovery by the Skyhawks.
Yeah, he was kind of hit simultaneously from both directions and unable to hold on to that ball due to that.
So the first turnover of the ball game goes against Havasu, and once again, they were moving the ball very well on offense.
Absolutely. And, you know, game's early, so they can come back from that mistake and, you know.
Yeah, we're showing 4:58 to go here in the first quarter. Our score 7-0, Havasu over Deer Valley. Yonker comes out with the offense. He's in the gun, got two receivers to his left, fakes the pass and hands the ball up the middle. And number 4, Aiden Sanchez, doing a good job running right up the middle. And gets the first down inside Havasu territory down to the Knights' 45-yard line.
Yeah, the kind of a delayed handoff really kind of tripped up the defensive line for the Knights. They were in the full rush mode, and he went right by them.
So nice play call by the Skyhawks.
Yeah, using that aggression by the defensive line against him on that play.
First down. Yonker gets the snap, pitches it off to number 4, and this time Sanchez goes down behind the line of scrimmage.
Luke Johnson with a big tackle.
outside linebacker just crashed down into there. Big loss on the play. Nice play, Mr. Johnson.
Does a great job for the Fighting Knights offensively and one of the key players on their defense. And now it's going to be, what, about 17 yards for the first down? 16, 17 yards. And second down for Deer Valley. Yonker, number one, the quarterback for the Skyhawks, gets the snap, and it's going to be up the middle again, and Havasu does a much better job stopping the run up the middle of the ball carrier Sanchez and an array of Knights in on the tackle. So it's a critical third down for Deer Valley. The ball inside Havasu territory at the Knights' 47-yard line. So it's bring up third down and 12. Havasu out in front by a score 7-0. Clock moving down towards 3 minutes left to go here in the first quarter from Deer Valley High School.
Watch out for that quick screen.
Yeah, motion to the near side of the field. Yonker gets the snap. He's looking to throw the ball. He's going to throw it deep. He's got a man open. And
oh, I dare him. With a good
nice defensive play at the last second. Spencer Abera, number six, leaps up and knocks the ball away.
Yeah, absolutely. He was giving up about a foot on that play.
He was. Incomplete pass. And for a second there, you thought that they were going to make that connection. Paxton, their receiver, their go-to receiver, had a step. But once again, Abera doing a fantastic job closing in on that, knocking the ball away. And that's going to bring up fourth down for Deer Valley.
Yeah, that ball was in the air, and Ibera made up about a six-yard differential.
Number 10, Chavez, the punter. He's got a big leg, Bill.
Yeah, he's been doing great.
This one's high, not so deep, and Chavez is just going to let it roll, and it takes a Seahawks bounce, and it's going to be down inside the 20 at about the 18-yard line. So nice high punt,
yeah,
but no, not much of a distance.
No, but he did get a good roll. He got about 15 yards on the roll.
Yeah,
so
it did take a roll for Deer Valley. And the Knights now will come back out on offense, leading by a score of 7-0. Just a reminder, looking at tomorrow's lineup of KNTR Sports, you can start it off in the morning at 8:30 with a pregame show. It's going to be Ohio State at the Illinois, and that's going to kick off our college day tomorrow. We'll get with more information out to you here as the game progresses from Deer Valley High School. Trip Burke looking for Adrati on the near side of the field, incomplete pass.
Yeah, I tried to get him on a quick swing pass, but unable to make the connection.
All right, got the wind picking up a little bit. Maybe that was one of the reasons that high kick from Chavez didn't go too far. The wind has picked up a little bit. The flags are moving a little bit more briskly than they were about 10 minutes ago. It's going to be second down now for Havasu. Burke in the gun. He's going to pitch it out to Andrade. He's got some room on the near side of the field off a left tackle. We got a penalty flag on the field. And Andrade's going to be short of the first down, but let's see what this flag is all about, Bill.
It's a hold. It's a hold on Havasu. Pretty got tackled. that's an easy call for the referees when the defensive lineman gets thrown to the ground.
So the Knights looking at a penalty. It is a holding call, and that's going to back them up 10. 2:25 to go here in the first quarter from Deer Valley High School. Following the Ohio State game, it's going to be the Texas Longhorns, kind of disappointing this season, versus the Oklahoma Sooners, Billy.
Texas
Red River game.
The Red River rivalry. And,
there you go.
Texas is going to lose their third game of the year, I think.
That's going to be a 12:30 kickoff tomorrow on KNTR Sports. So here we go. It's going to be second down and 20. Burke looking to throw the ball, then hands it off on a delay to Andrade, and that's a nice pickup for Andrade, number 24, doing a great job getting the ball out of the deep end of the field, and he's going to be stopped right at the 19-yard line.
Yeah, gets it to third down and nine, so an 11-yard pickup. That's not a bad play
like
from
that,
there.
Right, you got to like that.
Not a bad call, the delayed handoff like that. Andrade lowering the shoulder at the end of that run, too. He was he makes them pay if they want to tackle him.
You started watching Cam Scataboo last night.
Right.
There you go. Oh, we have an open receiver on the near side of the field. And I think that it was not going to be a catchable ball because there was some pushing and shoving going on. The intended receiver, Colin Taylor from Burke, but the ball was overthrown by about 4 or 5 yards.
Yeah.
So Havasu will have to punt the football for the first time tonight. Good job by the Deer Valley defense.
They're going to be punting
with the wind behind
with the wind
them.
Behind them, so.
Bad snap. And it's
fielded, out.
And it came out, but it's going to remain Deer Valley football.
Good job by Simon Gonzalez to get on that ball.
It was a good job by our puncher, Halo Jump, because it was a bad snap. He went down there and didn't panic, Bill. He went down there, picked the ball up, counted for about 2 seconds, and then...
Low line driver.
Yeah, and had a little bit of help from the wind, and it was just nearly a turnover by Deer Valley. But they'll come out on offense, and having some nice defense, they'll start at the Deer Valley 44-yard line. Just over a minute to go here in the first quarter. Gavin Yonker, number one, the quarterback for the Skyhawks. He's in the gun at his own 40. And he had delayed a little handoff up the middle. And this worked a few plays ago for number four, Aiden Sanchez, doing a good job. And he comes down the middle and gets the first down for the Skyhawks.
Yeah, again, using the aggressiveness of that defensive line, they're overrunning that play. And the delayed handoff, and he's being able to squirt through and get to the second level of the Havasu defense.
So inside Havasu territory, the ball at the 46-yard line. First down for Deer Valley. Gonzalez has two receivers to his left, single receiver to his right. Man in motion coming, number two, Brody Keith. And once again, the ball is handed off to Sanchez, Bill. And he pounds it out for a pretty decent game of about 4 yards.
Yeah. He's lowering his shoulders and getting north and south in a hurry.
So we have the clock moving down to 20 seconds, and I don't think they're going to snap the ball, Bill. I think Deer Valley is going
to
be okay with this, head to the sidelines. And right now, if you look at the way Havasu's been playing, 7-0 is the score, and you would think that it would be a little bit more than that, maybe another touchdown. We did have that fumble that occurred on the pass, but the Deer Valley Skyhawks doing a good job defensively on the last couple of series.
Yeah, slowing down that offense.
All right, we'll take a break here. The first quarter comes to an end. We'll be back in 16.
There's nothing better than Friday night's football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Cam Patterson with Havistyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Your family adventure begins at Havistyle Recreation, where we are family fun toys that not only fit your budget, but your lifestyle. You'll find toy haulers, fifth wheels, RVs, even truck campers, styles and brands not found anywhere else but here. Campers and boaters and desert explorers, bring your family fun to the next level at Havistyle Recreation.
A new Whirlpool washer can help you keep up with the laundry. Give your family's clothes a thorough yet gentle cleaning in a 5.3 cubic foot capacity top load washer with a smooth impeller. Plus, elevate your laundry space with a stylish matte black finish and see-through lid. Visit City Maytag to shop today. City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
Got a competitive football game here from Deer Valley High School on KNTR Sports, 980 AM, streaming KNTRSports.com. Bill Beckman, 7-0 in favor of the Knights. And I think if you were to look at the replay of the first quarter, Havasu really did a good job outplaying the Skyhawks, but, you know, the score doesn't indicate that.
No, they're keeping it, and, you know, that's dangerous when you have a team. You let a team hang around like that when you're out playing them.
All right, here we go. It's going to be second down and 5 for Deer Valley. The ball at the Havasu 45-yard line. Yonker fakes the pitch and is handed off to number 3, and he is going to make it to the line of Gainesville.
Yeah.
Nice run by Simon Gonzalez, and that's going to give, depending when they mark it. Oh, they're going
to
mark him a little bit short. I thought maybe he outstretched his hands and got that ball across the 35, but it's going to be about a yard short.
He's down.
And, yeah, we do have an injured player. So I want to thank our sponsors for Friday Night's Football, and there are a lot of them. Most of them have been with us for a long time. We appreciate their sponsorship over all these years, enabling us to do these high school games. And I want to thank the Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet. Want to thank City Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, Neat Pool and Supply, the Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer, Havastyle Recreation, Tire Man of Lake Havasu, Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, Amore Pie and More, Blue River Gems, Gear Up Motorsports, Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating, Perfection to Detail, David Rose, he's running for Arizona House of Representatives, Mojave College, Havasu Pest Control, and the Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports folks. So we really thank them for supporting Friday Night Football. And if you have an opportunity and you're in one of those businesses, please let them know that you appreciate it too.
And if you go into Ford, say hi to Bill.
That's right. If you go to Bradley Ford, ask for the commish.
They won't know me as that, but you can ask for Bill.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
Right?
You take charge, Billy.
I will do my best.
All right. And talking about some of the things coming up for the Fighting Knights, they are going to be at home next weekend, next Friday night. Yonker High School comes into Havasu. Then they're back on the road for the last time this year on the 24th at Estrella Foothills. And then Summerton High School, they'll be in Havasu to take on the Knights Halloween.
Ah, nice.
What do you think about that?
All Hallows Eve.
There you go. Injured player still down on the field. We're going to take a break and we'll come back. Our score, 7-0. Havasu out in front. We're just underway in the second quarter.
Havasu Pest Control is proud to introduce our newest team member. Say hi, Dylan. Dylan is our highly trained and certified bed bug detection dog. In less than 2 minutes, Dylan here can detect the presence of bed bugs with an astonishing 90% accuracy. Our thermal eradication treatment is incredibly effective without costly furnishing replacement. Call us and get to know Dylan, another one of the good guys at Havasu Pest Control. 855-1054.
A new Whirlpool washer can help you keep up with the laundry. Give your family's clothes a thorough yet gentle cleaning in a 5.3 cubic foot capacity top load washer with a smooth impeller. Plus, elevate your laundry space with a stylish matte black finish and see-through lid. Visit City Maytag to shop today. City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
Welcome back to KNTR Sports, 980 AM, KNTRSports.com, Fighting Knights Football. Want to let you know that the injured player for Deer Valley, number 3, Gonzalez, Simon Gonzalez, is up and off the field. So that's good news. We are not going to speculate on what caused the injury, but he is on the sidelines, so we wish him the best.
Yeah. And walked off pretty much under his own power. So.
Third and 1 now for Deer Valley, and they're going to pick up the first down and a lot more, Bill. Great job running up the middle, number 4, Aiden Sanchez.
Yeah. He was able to drag a couple of Knights with him, which was able to pick up that first down, 3 or 4 yard gain, and he only needed one. So new set of downs for the Deer Valley.
Yeah, the wind's starting to pick up a lot more.
Yeah.
creating a little havoc in the broadcast. You would have to do some house cleaning.
Chasing it down
Tracy
the street.
Tracy wishes I would do more at home.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. It's first and 10 for the Skyhawks at the Knights 30-yard line. And no gain, maybe a yard on the play. Nice job by the Havasu D.
Yeah, the interior lineman got the stop on that play. Nice job closing down on the runner, number 4, Aiden Sanchez.
So to bring up second down and 8 for the Skyhawks. Got 10:30 to go here in the second quarter. It's homecoming for Deer Valley High School tonight, Bill. I want to congratulate those that are involved in the homecoming festivities for the Skyhawks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Second down, Yonker in the gun. He's going to go back and pass. He's throwing it deep towards the end zone, and it is incomplete. The intended receiver, Gonzalez, number 7, and that ball was overthrown by a couple of yards. Two nice defenders, though.
Cone Taylor was step for step with him the whole way, and the Knights defensive line gave him no time to throw that ball.
No, he had to get rid of it quicker than he wanted to.
Under duress, as they
nice play design, though.
Yeah.
Incomplete pass brings up third down and 8. The ball at the 29-yard line of the Knights. The Skyhawks break huddle. Yonker in the gun. Two receivers out to his left.
And right.
Single setback formation. Big third down play for Deer Valley. Yonker gets the snap, and he's looking to throw the ball. He's under pressure, and the ball is caught by number 2.
That ball's out.
And immediately brought down.
Oh, incomplete pass.
They're saying it's an incomplete pass.
That's a tough call, I think.
Whoa.
That's a tough call.
Yeah. You heard the Knights faithful below us. Just about 70 people here from Havasu watching the game. They thought it was a fumble and a nice recovery, but the officials deemed it incomplete. Now, you were talking earlier about their field goal kicker, Bill.
44 long. He has not missed a field
this
goal.
This is
or
going to be a 52-yard field goal attempt.
Yeah.
52 yards. He's got the wind to his back. Snap is good. The kick is up. And, boy, had the distance.
Well, flag on the play.
Flag on the play. Well, I tell you what, it was a low kick. It was enough to get over the upright. It had the distance for sure, but it was to the left of the field goal.
False start on the play. So it's going to make it another 5 yards.
Yeah, why not let him go again?
So now it's going to be.
You have the ball at the 40. 35.
Yeah, so.
At 17.
I lost the ball.
52. Yeah, 52. It's just short of the 35, but let's call it 52. And they're going to try to kick it again. It's a better snap. And the kick is up, and it's going to be short. I think it got tipped. I really do. Good job by the Knights special team. The kick was no good, the field goal attempt. So the Knights are going to take over first down. Score is still 7-0, but I tell you what, that coaching staff across the way, they have a lot of confidence in their kicker.
And they should. That's his first miss of the year. He's 13 of 13 in point after attempts, and he's 5 for 6
Austin
now.
7.
In field goal. So,
yeah.
With a 44-yard long. So, I mean, that's...
He's a junior.
Yeah.
So, guess what? He comes back next year all over again. It's fun to see some of these high school kickers and punters do well. You hardly ever see...
You know, why not?
That sort of effort.
So, they move that ball to the 20-yard line. So... I'm a little perplexed by that, but I'm assuming that that is because, I'm not sure, but why wouldn't you try and kick that then at that point?
Yeah, exactly. And a little screen pass to the near side of the field. That's from Burke to number 14, Carter Devitt. Devitt, the only one that has scored a touchdown here this evening with just over 9 minutes to go in the half. Coming into a second and three situation now for the Knights. So that's a good, you know, you like those downs when they're second and two, second and 3 yards to go. And let's see what Havasu does. They're going to run the ball up the middle, and that's going to pick up a first down. Nice job by the Knights offensive line.
Yeah, they came, brought in the heavy package to run that play. You heard the hollering at the guy on the sideline. They went with the heavy package and wanted to pick up that first down and keep this drive rolling.
It's first and 10. The ball at the Havasu 32-yard line. Trip Burke, number 5, in the gun. Three receivers to his left. They're going to run the ball, and boy, oh boy, that was a great job by number 10.
20, I think it was.
Was it 20 or 10?
Yeah, it was 20.
20?
Reven Simmons with the tackle in the backfield. Loss of about 2 on the play.
Yeah, dropped him for a loss, so it's going to bring up a second down and 12 now for the Fighting Knights.
And you don't hear that very much coming out of Andrade. He usually is falling forward on those plays. So.
But I tell you what, there's been a couple players on both sides of the defense, or both teams on defense, that have done a great job sniffing those runs out.
Yep.
Burke ready to pass. He's got a man open down the near side. And the intended receiver, number 10, Halo Jump, the ball underthrown, and is incomplete. And number 20, doing a great job defensively on that pass attempt for the Skyhawks.
He's all over the place.
That's Reven Stevens and Simmons again. Here we go. Third and 12, big third down play for the Fighting Knights. 7:58 to go here in the first half, 7-0 in favor of Havasu. Burke again, and it's tipped. And it's incomplete.
Timing play.
The intended receiver again.
Timing play, and they were, unfortunately, Halo Jump was not able to get his head turned around in time. It was a well-thrown ball to the outside. It would have been a first down, but Halo Jump again just did not see the ball. Didn't have his head turned around in time.
So Jump, he will punt for the Knights, standing at his 15-yard line. Back at the 40-yard line for Deer Valley is number 7, Sergio Gonzalez, and the ball is a short kick, and it's going to roll out of bounds right about the 50-yard line. So that wind coming from the north is really affecting some of the punts.
Holding penalty on the Knights as well.
Now that got you all choked up, I see.
It did. I have to apologize for that.
It's all right. It happens, Billy.
Yeah, it was very clear.
You know, we don't have the luxury of 15 engineers and producers and all
that
those knuckleheads, you know, that are on the major
broadcast.
What
the heck is LaVoy doing tonight?
Probably not much.
Yeah, right.
I think he went to the Kevin Hart concert.
Oh, nice.
I think I heard him begging Tracy for tickets. Nice. So that's a pretty big deal, though. Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Harris tonight. And you got Sarah Evans at the Blue Water. So some big names in entertainment in the area.
Yeah, you got to love that.
Okay, here we go. It is 7-0 in favor of Havasu.
And they're going to make them repunt.
And why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I'd make them repunt too.
Well, I don't know.
Because the wind's right in his face.
Yeah.
So Jump is going to punt the ball. He's standing at the 5, so he'll probably punt it from around the 10. And Gonzalez, number 7, back for Deer Valley, standing at the Knights' 45-yard line. And Jump takes his time, and it's a low, low kick. But it does take a Havasu roll across the 35 and down at the 37-yard line. So that was a good call by Deer Valley, making Havasu punt the ball again.
Picked up about 14 yards on the play.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, they're already in field goal range.
that's another way to look at it. The wind's kind of fluctuated. There's been some gusts. Right now, it's probably 12, 14 miles an hour. And once again, it's pretty much moving north to south, and that would be in the favor of Deer Valley right now.
Absolutely.
Here we go. It's first and 10 for the Skyhawks, and it's going to be number 4, the ball carry, doing a good job moving the ball across the 35 down to the 33-yard line. And that is Sanchez, and he's been doing a lot of the work tonight on the ground for the Skyhawks.
Yeah, absolutely. He's the bulk of it. I have not seen number three re-enter the game yet.
Yeah, Simon Gonzalez, it was a good sign, though, that he got up and he went over to the sideline. Did not have to be carted off the field. And we'll keep an eye to see if number three returns to the game for the Skyhawks. It's going to be second down and five for Deer Valley. Yonker gets the snap, throws the ball. It's complete on the far side of the field, and it's a catch, and that is going to be a first down. That's right.
I see number three on the bench over there, but he is not being tended to, so that's always a good sign. When you're, you'd think that if it was super serious, somebody would be working on him, but.
Or he'd be in the locker room.
Yep, exactly. So that's
it's first
sign.
Down on the completed pass. Yonker in the gun from the Knights 28-yard line, and the ball right up the middle, and that's been probably their best run of the night is putting that ball right up the middle. That's number four, Sanchez, again, the ball carrier. And they've had pretty good luck with that, Bill.
Yeah, all night long. That delayed handoff up the middle has been the bane of our defensive existence tonight. I mean, it's going to be just about a half yard short of the first down.
So here we go. Second and one.
Knights need to get some penetration on this play.
Deer Valley with the ball. They trail 7-0 with 5:40 to go here in the first half. And it's going to be number four up the middle, big-time yardage. And he gets in the end zone. Touchdown, Deer Valley. And that is Aiden Sanchez. And I guess if you're Deer Valley, you keep on feeding the beast.
Absolutely. Yeah, he was untouched until he got into the second portion of the defense there. Back into the defensive backs of the Knights, and one cut, and he was gone.
The extra point attempt coming from Chavez. Where's number 10 for Deer Valley? Big leg. And the extra point attempt is going to be nullified.
Offside on the Knights. Which will be interesting to see if they now go for two.
That's something you might consider. I mean, they've done a pretty good job with this series running the football. Sanchez, number four, doing most of the work.
Yeah, I mean, he picked up all 42 yards on that series. So, I mean, he's got to be approaching close to 80, 85 yards in the first half.
The Skyhawks keep the extra point team out on the field. So they're going to go for one. Dan Friedman is the head coach for Deer Valley. And it's going to be number 10, Chavez, with the kick. And he buries it right down the middle. So we have a tie ball game, Bill Beckman.
Knights are letting them hang around.
All right, we'll be back with the Skyhawk kickoff right here on KNTR Sports, 980 AM and KNTRSports.com.
Got a flat tire? Who are you going to call?
Tire Man!
Work commute just got a few hours longer? Who are you going to call?
Tire Man!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who are you going to call?
Tire Man!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tire Man of Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
Welcome back to Deer Valley High School down in the valley. Havasu versus Deer Valley. Big matchup here tonight. 3-3 Skyhawks versus the 5-1 Knights. And right now, you got a tie game.
Yeah. It's a close one.
Chavez with the kick, and look at that. It's going to go
almost
out of
field
the end zone. Oh, my gosh. I know he's got the one behind his back.
That was a foot.
That thing was like a, if not a Division I kickoff, it's like a NFL.
Yeah,
you know,
he launched it.
Kickoff with a rookie kicker or something, because he did launch that thing. Pretty impressive.
That's the second really good kicker we've come up against this year.
All right, so Havasu will come out first and 10. The ball at their own 20-yard line. 7-7, 5:31 to go in the half. It's homecoming here for Deer Valley.
Nice.
Number five, Trip Burke. Little screen pass to the far side. Andrade gets the ball across the 20 and maybe picked up a yard. So it's going to bring up second down and 9 for the Fighting Knights.
Trying to get him away from the interior of that defensive line for Deer Valley, but they had good pursuit. Gang tackle over there on that far side.
Okay. Havasu with a second and 9, 21-yard line of the Knights. And it's going to be Andrade again, this time to the near side of the field. And he coughs up the ball. And, man, oh, man, I don't know if it went out of bounds or not, Bill. It's right in front of us. And they're going to say that it's a fumble recovery. Andrade coughs it up, and the Skyhawks come up with the ball.
Not how the Knights want to end this half.
Wow.
That is crucial. Crucial. That's the second turnover by the Knights tonight. And it looks like it's probably going to turn into some points. We got to turn this around. We had all the momentum in that first quarter, but this second quarter is really, it's really turned on us.
Yeah, we're on the visitor side, the press box on the visitor side of the field, and that's where the fumble happened. It was hard to see. It was really close, Bill, whether he was out of bounds recovering the football or not, but the referees were right there.
Yeah.
And the ball is now in the hands of Deer Valley. Yonker fakes the pitch, rolls to his right, got a man open on the far side,
oh,
and it's nearly picked off, and we have a flag in the backfield, and I think that's going to be roughing the passer, Bill Beckman.
Personal foul.
Yeah, yeah. It was nearly picked off by the Knights secondary.
Which would have made that penalty that much more painful.
Absolutely, but it's painful enough. It's going to be 15 yards.
Yep. Took the ball down there at about the 15-yard line.
Coming up, a first down for the Skyhawks. They have plenty of time to go here in the first half. The clock stops at 4:46. And it was number 8 of the Fighting Knights, Ethan Adler, that was flagged for that roughing the passer call.
Yeah, the personal fouls are stacking up on the Knights. Last week they were having issues with it. This week it's those personal fouls will get you, man. 15-yard penalties are no joke in the high school game.
Here we go, first and 10.
Why not?
It's going to be Sanchez, number 4, up the middle. We have a flag flying way in from the referee.
That's a hold.
And that's going to be a hold against Deer Valley, so a break for the Knights. That was a nice run again by number 4, Aiden Sanchez.
Yeah, that was aided by the hold, though, because we had some decent penetration, and then our penetration was tackled to the ground.
We only had one flag in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Now we've had a half dozen.
It looks like a laundry day at the Cold Cake Corral today.
You know, these teams come in, and you know, the records are a little bit different, right, 3-3. For Deer Valley, 5-1 for Havasu, but I mean, they match up pretty well. I know that Coach Thompson talked about the size of the offensive line for Deer Valley, and you know, that could be something we need to watch, Bill, because those offensive linemen, the big guys, they start wearing you down.
Yep, absolutely.
And it's going to be Yonker rolling to his right. He's got a man open on the sideline with the reception, fighting for extra yards in a swarm of Knights, and we got another penalty, Bill. My fear is that he was out of bounds and he was hit. Number 2, Brody Keith on the catch.
Yeah, that screams of unnecessary roughness over there.
It was great to see. You had 4 Knights, 4 defenders come after the catch and the receiver trying to fight for some extra yards, and it goes out of bounds, and I think there might have been a little bit more out of bound activity than the referees feel was necessary. Let's see what they say. Yeah, they're marching it off against Havasu. Costly, costly mistakes right now.
Tonight,
going to put the ball at the 5-yard line.
So it's first and goal for the Skyhawks. You know, they're coming out with some swagger right now, Bill.
Yeah.
Homecoming, they're playing a 5-1 team, and they're trying to show that they are a good football team. And right now, they're doing a pretty good job against Havasu. The ball carrier, Sanchez, number 4, a couple of yards up the middle. Good job by the nice defense, and that's going to bring up second down and goal.
Yep, from looks like about the 3-yard line.
That'll be second goal from the 9-3 yard line. 7-7 is our score. Clock moving down to just over 3:30 to go in the first half.
Knights need to figure out a way to get a turnover here. Get this momentum turned around and stop this drive.
And right now we got a timeout on the field.
Play clock was running down.
Yeah, we're going to take a timeout ourselves, and we'll be back from Deer Valley High School.
Nestled between Parker and Havasu, the Spring Dining at Havasu Springs Resort is beloved by travelers, adored by locals, where everyday life melts into something extraordinary. From a romantic evening under the stars or a well-earned break from routine, the Spring Dining offers a menu and setting worth savoring. Enjoy a dockside lunch, cocktails in the lounge, or hold your event in the Oasis Room. When you're craving comfort, spice, or something fresh off the grill, your perfect plate awaits. Reserve now at HavasuSprings.com.
Havasu's Amore Pie and More is where everything tastes like your best childhood memory. Kimberly and her team are baking up more than just pies. They're baking joy, community, and a little bit of magic into every bite. Inquire how Amore Pie and More can create custom screen-printed cakes for your end-of-football season celebration. Today, Amore Pie and More, where love is in every bite. New AmorePieandMore.com, next to the Havasu City Library. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Let's go Knights!
KNTR Sports 980 AM, KNTRSports.com. A little windy evening in the West Valley, Deer Valley High School, the home of the Skyhawks. And right now they're knocking on the door, Bill. They have second down and goal from the Knights 3-yard line. Our score is 7-7, and the clock moving down. There's something going on with the game clock. It's all messed up. There it goes. Now it's back. It was counting down to the end of the half, but we have 3:18 to go, and Havasu, their defense needs to step up right now on the 2nd and 3. Yonker in the gun. And it's going to be handed off, and they lose the ball, fumbled. Bill. They lose the ball, and it's fumbled. And the Knights are trying to get it, and it looks like it bounced out from the pile, and it could be the quarterback, Yonker, that falls on the football for Deer Valley.
It was. Number one, very, very alertly jumped on that ball.
But outstanding defense by the Knights. Deer Valley trying to run the ball up the middle. Ball comes right out, and it had a friendly bounce for Deer Valley, and the Deer Valley quarterback, Gavin Yonker, comes up with the football. So here we go. It's third down. Now the ball's back to the 8-yard line. So you have a third and goal from the 8 for the Skyhawks. Twins out to the right and to the left for Yonker. Gets the snap in the gun, looking to throw the ball. Under pressure, throws it, and nobody was close for Deer Valley. The closest player was one of the Knights defenders.
I think that was a throwaway. I think he take your medicine and kick the field goal and go into the half with the lead, I think is what he was thinking.
Yeah, Cohen Taylor doing a good job defensively for the Fighting Knights.
They had no one open. If he thrown, he was thrown into some seriously tight coverage.
All right, so number 10 out to try the field goal attempt from the 8-yard line. So it's a 23-yard attempt for Austin Chavez. And we know he has a leg. Let's see if he has the accuracy. It's a good snap. The kick is up. And it is good. So 3 points for the field goal.
That's a mini win for the defense because they had it first and goal from the 3. So
yes, indeed.
A good stand by the defense.
All right. Our score is 10-7. We'll be back in 60.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Fulcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
The Bradley Auto Group is a proud sponsor of high school football. Hey, this is Robert with the Bradley Auto Group. Bradley Ford, Bradley Chevrolet, and Riverview Auto Sales. You'll find hundreds of pre-owned and new vehicles on our lots. We are community-minded and always looking to support athletic and education causes. Please see any of our dealerships for a new car, truck, or SUV. We have award-winning service departments, body shop, parts departments, and from all of us at Bradley Auto Group, go Knights!
Austin Chavez with the kick, and it sails into the end zone. So Havasu will come out first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. 2:25 to go here in the half, and the Knights down by a score of 10-7. KNTR Sports, 980 AM at KNTRSports.com on hand for this game, and a key game for both of these teams. Number 5, Havasu. We'll talk about that after the handoff, and it's Andrade. And Andrade does a good job, gets out to the 25-yard line, picks up 5 yards. And right now, number 17, Deer Valley. So you got a pretty good game going on right now. And, you know, Havasu can do themselves a lot of favor, obviously, with the victory moving to 6-1. But, hey, if Deer Valley comes out with this thing at 4-3, they're going to move up the rankings.
Yep, and it's going to be a conference win, which we all know how important those are at the end of the year.
And a screen pass to the far side of the field. It's going to be just short of the 30-yard line. But, Bill, there's a flag on the play.
It appears to be a hold on the wide receiver on the far side for the Knights.
Devitt, the receiver, would have gotten close to the first down, but right now the referees are going to march the ball not in Havasu's favor. All right, so you got 1:51 to go here in the half. It's homecoming, so we're going to have probably a little extended halftime celebration, festivities for the homecoming court and all those folks here at Deer Valley High School. Looking forward to that, I'm sure.
That'll give you ample time to get to the concession stand and get us some hot dogs, Mr. Greeley.
Is that what you're looking for? Is that what you're looking for?
No, not at all.
Come on, Billy. You don't want a hot dog. Yeah, you do.
I do. But, yeah, I don't.
Who doesn't want a hot dog,
right?
You're messed up if you don't want a hot dog. All right. So it's going to bring up second down and 14 after the holding penalty goes against the Fighting Knights. Trip Burke going to throw another screen pass to the near side of the field as Andrade, number 24, breaking tackles and getting close to the first down, Bill. He's going to be a couple of yards short, but I like the play.
Yeah, I do too. And the good, strong blocking on the outside by number 14 for the Knights, Carter Devitt, with a really key block to get Andrade up the sideline.
Clock moving down to 1:25. I don't know if they're going to
going
be
heavy.
Timeout?
No, bringing in the heavies.
They are. With 1:15 to go here in the half. And it's going to be Halo jump. And he's going to throw the ball. He's got a man open. And it's incomplete. You know what? That could have been a penalty on a defenseless receiver.
Yeah, Siantaka, number 9, who's normally a defensive end, kind of snuck out of that formation and went for the little jump pass from Halo.
You got 4th down and 14 yards to go. I like the play, right? I do, because you're bringing in the bigs. You're going to see if you can pound out some yardage on the ground. And the ball was just off to the side of the receiver. But, man, oh, man, I mean, he was defenseless when he got hit.
Yeah. Reuven Simmons with the
This is not good
at all.
That's going
to be a 2-yard punt.
That is not good at all. Halo jump shanked it.
Not
right
even
over the sidelines of the Fighting Knights.
They marked them at the original scrimmage. That was a 0-yard punt.
That was a big mistake.
Yeah.
Lots of mistakes. Lots of penalties.
Yeah.
15-yarders.
Uncharacteristic.
Well, it's fumbles.
Of a Thompson coach team. So.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a little powwow at halftime with the coaching staff and the players.
Yeah, that's it. This second quarter has not worked out well for the Knights.
No, now you got Deer Valley with the momentum. They have a good opportunity, especially with with the leg of Chavez, to add another 3 points. It's going to be first and 10, and it is going to be Yonker throwing the ball, and it's going to be incomplete. So that brings up second down and 10, just under a minute to go here in the first half.
Yeah, he was trying to throw that ball on the run, and it was at the feet of the receiver. No chance for him to get that ball.
The ball's at the 27-yard line of Havasu. And it's a great scoring opportunity for Deer Valley, but even more important for Havasu's defense.
Got to
keep the points off the board, right?
Got to make a stand. We do get the ball at the second half, but you cannot let them put this in the end zone.
Yonker breaks the huddle in shotgun. Two receivers to his right, rolls to his right, under a lot of pressure by Thompson, gets the ball off. There's a flag on the play. And number four, the receiver for Deer Valley is Sanchez. But I think this thing might be coming back.
It's a hold on Deer Valley. Absolutely.
Nice job. Nice pressure coming in from Trevor Thompson, number one. Forces the throw a little quicker than I'm sure Yonker wanted. And I think that led, obviously, to the holding call, too. And that's going to march the ball backwards. And now the ball will be placed at the Havasu 37-yard line. 49 seconds to go in the half. So Havasu's defense stepping up big time right now on the second down and 17 for the Skyhawks.
Why aren't they running
that clock, right?
Yeah, I'm perplexed why they're not. There's some offensive penalty.
Number one, Yonker gets the snap, rolls to his right, and then he has the layoff again. And it's going to be a big gain for Deer Valley. And it's going to be number four, Sanchez, in for the score. And that delayed handoff has worked a couple of three times tonight.
It was a really good fake and then a wraparound handoff. And then the quarterback continued to run, and the entire defense went with him to the far side of the field. Sanchez came back this way. No hope. Had the blocker in front of him and right into the end zone.
Chavez, number 10, will try to tack on another point for the Skyhawks. And the extra point attempt to snap is good, and the kick is good. Right now we have a score of 17-7, and we have Deer Valley out in front of the Fighting Knights.
Yeah, that's a brutal way to end the half. Going on a quick pass on the third down play, unsuccessful, then a horrible punt, and they capitalized, putting 7 on the board.
Hey, some of the games that you can catch on KNTR Sports this week, and we talk about Ohio State and Illinois kicking it off at 8:30 tomorrow morning. And then we have Texas and Oklahoma, followed by our fantasy forecast, NFL preview, and NFL Insider. Then it's ASU, big game for the Sun Devils at Utah.
Yeah.
And that kickoff will be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night on KNTR Sports. And here we go, speaking of a kickoff, and it's going to be another boomer. Into the end zone. See ya. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that kid's got a boot.
And Havasu now, with 38 seconds to go, will get the ball at their own 20-yard line.
Take a knee, go lick your wounds.
What do you think?
Take a knee, lick your wounds, call it a day. Go get in the half, make some adjustments, and come back out.
That might be the thing to do, right?
You're getting the ball in the second half. There's no reason to try and give them an opportunity to put more points on the board.
Okay, here we go. Havasu, first and 10 from their own 20. And unlike the NFL, it all comes out at the 20.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a weapon to have if you're Deer Valley.
Oh, absolutely.
Move that thing into the end zone. Andrade gets the handoff, and he gets about 3 yards on the carry, and that's going to bring up second down for Havasu, under 30 seconds to go here in the half. And just a reminder, it's halftime. Or excuse me, it'll be halftime. But it's homecoming.
Homecoming at halftime.
Homecoming at halftime. Say that three times fast.
No.
Okay. So homecoming for Deer Valley. And let's see, Burke, he's going to throw the ball to the near side of the field, and on the reception, Havasu, and the guys only scored the touchdown for Havasu, number 14, Carter Devitt, doing a great job bringing the ball in. And it's going to be about a yard short. And I think we have a...
Let's see.
Yeah, there. That's it. They let the clock run down. No timeouts called. And that is going to end the first half with a score 17-7. Deer Valley out in front of the Fighting Knights. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with some halftime information for you. And it's presented by Perfection to Detail.
Hi, it's Wayne, a Lake Havasu High School alumni with Neat Pool and Supply.
And I'm Selena. Neat Pool is your hot tub headquarters, bringing Lake Havasu the top brand hot tubs and swim spas, Hot Spring, Bullfrog, and Endless Pool.
Neat Pool and Supply is also your one-stop shop for swimming pool supplies, free water analysis, BioGuard chemicals, parts, repairs, and customer service.
Visit us at 52 Scott Drive, located in the heart of Havasu.
Go Knights! Knights.
Touchdown! The two words Havasu Fighting Knights fans love to hear. Hi, I'm Tammy with the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken not only supports our Fighting Knights, but for over 25 years he has been an advocate of our communities and practicing law in Mojave County. If you need help with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcy, trust, wills, powers of attorney, probate, and business formations, please contact us. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com. Now go, Fighting Knights!
The Bradley Auto Group is a proud sponsor of high school football. Hey, this is Robert with the Bradley Auto Group. Bradley Ford, Bradley Chevrolet, and Riverview Auto Sales. You'll find hundreds of pre-owned and new vehicles on our lots. We are community-minded and always looking to support athletic and education causes. Please see any of our dealerships for a new car, truck, or SUV. We have award-winning service departments, body shop, parts departments, and from all of us at Bradley Auto Group, go Knights!
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test. So it runs Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. It's hard to stop a train.
Living in the desert presents some unique challenges, like some pretty unsavory pests taking up residency in your home. The problem is, oftentimes you don't notice them until it's too late. Havasu Pest Control has been inspecting, detecting, and helping to control desert pests in Havasu since 1973. They're state certified to help you maintain a pest and rodent-free environment. So call the good guys at Havasu Pest Control, 855-1054.
River Valley Window Company of Havasu is the contractor's choice for new construction and remodels. They're chosen time and time again because of their no-fuss, no-pressure personalized service and top-quality products with lifetime warranties from window manufacturers such as Milgard Windows. Choose River Valley Window Company, Milgard's certified dealer, for all your new construction and replacement needs. Visit the River Valley Window Company showroom on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu and online at rvwco.com. rvwco.com.
Mojave College. The name and look are new. The focus is still on you. Choose from dozens of top-tier academic programs covering arts and sciences, skilled trades, health and public services. There's also corporate and career training, even fun community classes. Mojave College has it all. Big opportunities and real skills that open doors. And soon, bachelor's degrees. It's your time. Your college. Mojave College.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.